Going with the show log today, I wasn't going to have time to play Cuff the Duke, Take My Money and Run from their second album, Cuff the Duke, released in 2005, but I will absolutely put it on next week. So, yeah, I'm running a little late. Shut up, Tom. And then it was Jenny Beth with Obsession. That was from her Heartbreaker U album. That was just released last year in 2025 as well. And then finishing the set, Jeff Beck with Freeway Jam from his Blow by Blow album. That's another song that I wanted to play last week, but I just didn't have time to put it on, so it got on this week. I'm going to play one more song, but before I go, I just wanted to say thanks, for the Pledgerama. If you donated, that's fantastic. If you donated my show, that's fantastic. And I also want to say thank you so much for listening today, and I will be back next Wednesday at 4 o'clock, so have a great week. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's Pledgerama is officially complete, and your support this year was incredible. The funds raised will go towards strengthening the station, from much-needed upgrades to new projects, all to keep the programming you love going strong. It's what keeps this place sounding the way it does. Independent, local, and built by the people who listen. Once again, you showed up for our station. On behalf of our UMFM family, thank you.
Winnipeg, you know that feeling. Late night, headphones on, everything a little too real? That's Daniel Caesar. Silk smooth vocals, gospel roots, and soul-bearing lyrics that'll hit you right where you live. Touring his new album Son of Spurgy, he brings a sound that's both intimate and massive. Quiet moments, huge emotion, and a voice that carries it all. Don't miss Daniel Caesar live at Canada Life Center with very special guest 070 of Shake, Sunday, August 10th. Great tickets and VIP packages are now on sale through Ticketmaster.ca. Daniel Caesar, live in Winnipeg, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Good evening and welcome to Art World Innovators, exploring stories of innovation in the art world. I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Our guest this evening is Kalina Deneau, an accomplished Winnipeg family, maternity, and newborn photographer. Kalina has her own photography business and offers timeless, high-end photos, incredible experiences doing the photo shoots, and brilliant photos that tell her clients' stories. Kalina has a passion for learning and has taken numerous photography classes, workshops, and Red River College business courses to enhance her practice and grow her business. She has made numerous informative and valuable podcasts to share what she has learned entitled Life Through Lenses. Welcome to Art World Innovators, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
How did you get into the world of photography? And can you tell us about your photography journey?
So my whole life, I have loved taking photos ever since I was a small kid with a little film camera and then a point and shoot camera, and then eventually getting into the big league cameras, if you will. I would make all my friends do photo shoots with me, even my brother. He hated it and he just was my little brother, so we had to do it. So all through my life, I've loved photos, but I never thought that it could be a career. I never thought you could make money from it. I never thought that it was a real job. I thought it was always something that people did as a hobby, and you make pennies if you did become a photographer. So fast forward to 2015, I went to school for business admin at Red River College. And through that, I went and majored in marketing, and I ended up with a job in marketing where I thought, okay, marketing's going to be great. I'm going to be with the people. I love people. I love talking to people. I'm definitely an extrovert, so I get energy from being around people and hearing their stories. I ended up in a cubicle where I didn't really talk to anyone all day. I was doing stuff on my computer alone and just, you know, had my headphones in, listening to music or a podcast. And that was not what I envisioned marketing to be. So I decided, you know what, I'm actually going to do this thing and make it serious. So in 2016, I bought a camera, a big girl camera. And I decided I'm going to do this thing. A previous coworker had shared that, oh, Kalina, that's not a real thing. You could never make it like as a photographer. Like, don't put your eggs in that basket. It's not going to happen. Well, little did they know, if you tell me that, I'm going to make it happen, because that's just how my brain works and how I am as a person. If you tell me I can't do it, I will do it. So I decided, 18-year-old me, that I was going to become a photographer. And throughout the years, I started in the wedding world. I did that for 7 years. There was this point in time when I had my first child in 2022 where I felt the shift of becoming a mom. And I thought, wow, this is so relatable. I really understand what these moms are going through, whether that be miscarriages, trying to conceive, the whole nine yards when it comes to being a parent. I now understood, because I had gone through that. And then when I had my second baby, I like really understood it, which she's almost two now. So for the past 4 or 5 years, I have been in this motherhood bubble. And I thought, this is so relatable. If my clients need to chat with me during a photo shoot for 10 minutes and just share what's on their heart, what's on their mind, like, I'm there for them. It's more than just photos. It really is a whole experience, and it is a connection piece. If you do not connect with your photographer, you're not going to have the greatest photos. And these are photos that get passed down generations. I want to show emotion through photos. I don't want it necessarily to look stiff and rigid. I really want to capture who you are, who your family is, who your kids are. I don't try to make them sit and be proper. That's not how kids are. They're usually wild and running around or hiding behind a parent's leg, but those end up being the cutest photos. And those are capturing kids as they are, families as they are, is really my heart behind photography and being able to pass down heirlooms that will be passed on to their kids one day. That is, in a nutshell, how I got started and why photos are so important.
What do you find most challenging about portrait photography?
What I find most challenging, I would say, is expectations of parents. I'm a parent. Before I ever did my first photo shoot, I thought, well, if some stranger is telling my kid to sit and be still, they will. Oh, no, no, no. Kids have a mind of their own. Most kids have so much energy. They're just like wiggling around. And so setting that expectation to parents of, I promise you that if we let the kids be kids, that's going to be one, your favorite photo versus their rigid posed photo that you've told them, smile, I'm going to give you a cookie. Like, no, it's when they're running around being goofy, being fun, their genuine emotions are coming out. And always, 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 those are parents' favorite photos. So I would say that is the most challenging part of being a photographer. However, I set expectations very well with parents. So they can anticipate that. If you follow me on social media or if you watch my stories on social media, you will hear me repeat that often, because I want parents to know, like, it is okay if it's not a perfect photo shoot. In fact, that's what makes it the best photo shoot. The imperfect moments are the perfect moments.
What steps did you take to share your work and move towards your own photography business?
I started on Instagram. I had a lot of people telling me, again, this is not going to be a real job. So I was absolutely terrified to post it on social media. And of course, you're going to have naysayers that say, oh, they're starting a business. Like, because you see so many businesses pop up. And it's like, are they going to make it? Are they going to succeed? Are they going to stick with it? Because I believe no matter what it is that you're doing, if you just stick with it, you can make it happen. You can make it happen. And I had that in my mind that, okay, I'm just going to put myself out there. I'm going to put it on social media and I'm going to follow a bunch of people. I'm going to connect with them, give them free sessions. And that was going to grow the start of my portfolio. I think I started charging $20 for photo shoots for like the first couple of years, honestly, probably. And that is how I grew my business. It was purely very good work ethic. I didn't let anything stop me. I didn't let people who were telling me no stop me. I just went for my dream and I made it happen. And you will pivot along the way. You're not going to stay linear the whole entire time. There's always going to be things that come up or the industry changes. That also was a huge thing that made me leave the wedding industry, was the industry was changing. And I just felt a pull and call towards going into families because I could relate a lot more to them. And I find that that's what makes my work unique and why a lot of people relate to it is because I'm in that season of life that they're also in. And so that is how I grew my business, purely on social media. And then I eventually added in the websites and paid ads and all that, but it was from social media.
And are there very many others that are doing the type of work that you're doing in the season that you speak of?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of wonderful photographers in Winnipeg, but we all have something unique to give. And that is what I have coached other photographers on, is it does not even matter if there's so many other people doing the same thing as you. What makes your business stand out is uniquely you. You have a different story. You have different experiences to share with your clients, whether you've gone through infertility or if you have multiple kids or maybe you have teenagers and you can understand more seasons than I can understand. There are so many wonderful photographers in Winnipeg that they each have wonderful things to bring to our city.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the podcast that you started?
So I started the podcast when I knew that I wanted to help other photographers out, because where I started out was a very, very different game than starting out now. Now, social media is so heavily involved in everyone's business. But in 2016, when I started, it was not the way that it is now. There is an influx of competition, quote unquote competition. There are a ton of accounts telling you what you can and can't do. And I think photography is very much a personal thing. It's whatever your eye views as beautiful that is the style that you do. So what I like to coach photographers on is essentially just how to grow their business in the style and in the niche that they do. Let's say they are family, let's say they're weddings, let's say they do realty, whatever it is that they do, I want them to be able to grow their business from specific styles of content, specific styles of marketing, specific sales skills that are going to help them grow their business. So that is primarily the topics that I've talked about on the podcast.
And how do you find family work balance?
It is hard, and it is definitely something that I have tried to learn, but I have realized there's never going to be a perfect balance. Never. And I strive for that for so many years. And I realized because of the industry that I'm in, it's not a 9-to-5. It's not a 9-to-5 and it never will be. And so just setting boundaries for yourself, if that means, okay, you have 2 nights a week that you're going to work, those are the only 2 nights a week that you're going to work. If you're not going to work Sundays, you're not going to work Sundays. Like, you have to set certain boundaries. And then everything else, I have a calendar that I follow saying, you know, do this from 11 to 3. And I follow that calendar to make sure that I can fit everything in and that I'm efficient, that I don't waste time, that I'm organized, because I never want to let anything fall through the crack with clients and the podcast and social media, updating websites. There's just so much that goes into a business that I am looking to hire someone this year because it has grown so drastically. And so I think adding on team members is not a bad thing. It can be actually a huge blessing to your business. So that is an addition I plan to do in 2026.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the coaching you've gone through and how valuable that has been for your work?
Oh my gosh, yes. So I have taken three different programs in the past 4 years. The first one was a sales program. So I learned sales skills because I just thought if you post pretty pictures, well, you're going to sell. Oh no. Oh no, no. There's a whole psychology behind selling and how you have to speak to someone's heart before they're going to buy. If someone thinks photos are pretty, you're in a sea of photographers. What makes you different and what makes your experience different and why should they come to you? And so it's all about sales. So I did a sales program and that was life-changing. The way I speak to clients, the way I speak to my family, the way I speak to my kids is truly selling. If I want my son to sit there and tie his shoes, I am selling him on having warm feet outside. I think of a lot of things as sales because it's not just selling someone monetary. I was talking to a girlfriend today about this. If I want someone to understand the value of photos and why it can bring joy to their family, that's selling. You're not just selling the value, you're selling how much it will mean to them in years down the line. And I truly just want people to see the value in photos because they're so important. So many clients come to me after and say, I never understood the value. I took a chance on like booking with you. And now I'm bought in for life because, you know, I missed the first 5 years of my kid's life. I have no photos. And now I really understand the value in photos because I had sold them on seeing the value in photos. And they were so, so grateful that I was able to communicate that to them. The other program that I took last year was a paid ads coaching program. It was a year-long mastermind and it was one of the most transformative experiences of my life. I felt that I needed to surround myself with people who were 10 steps ahead of me. And I think that's the name of the game. That's the way you got to grow. If you want to grow your business and learn more is to be with people who are way further ahead than you and not just in your industry. I did not want to be surrounded by other photographers. I wanted to be surrounded by other business owners that were female owned. Because I wanted to pick their brain on motherhood and how they ran their businesses, how they balanced it all, childcare. Like there were so many more questions that I had, not just on paid ads, but also how all these women ran their businesses and managed everything. Paid ads are wonderful. They're a wonderful tool in addition to if you have a strong social media. Even if you don't set up a strong social media, you can have 9 posts and start running ads. If you just have a wonderful website, you can then start running ads. Like you don't have to have thousands and thousands of followers. In fact, that's why you use paid ads to reach more people that don't know you and to use it in a very fun way to just show a bit of your personality and what you have to offer. And it has completely blessed the business. The last coaching program that I'm in right now, I'm in another mastermind. She coaches you on how to be full service. So this year I switched over to being a full service photographer. And what that means is I not only give you a gallery of digitals, but you also walk away with prints, custom framed prints, you walk away with albums. And the reason why I switched over to this and why I was so drawn to this coach is because so many clients had come to me saying, I got so many images, I feel so grateful, but I actually haven't even done anything with them over the past year because I've been so paralyzed by how many options that I have. So I thought to myself, well, if I can just help them and be their source to go and print it, it's a one-stop shop and they don't have to figure it out all on their own, try out different print shops, waste money on trying to find great quality stuff. If I could just do that for them and bless them with something that's gonna get passed down to their kids one day, because I love photos and I know a lot of my clients love photos. They love their grandparents' photos albums. If they can have something that I can do all for them, I think they're gonna love it. And so I switched over and so many clients have absolutely loved this new process. And it has also blessed me because I'm able to serve them better. So those are the three main mastermind and coaching programs that I have been a part of. And I think the way to go is to invest in education and learn from people that are way further ahead than you. I actually had one of my friends say in a digital world, print your photos. Because what is the point of taking these photos if they're going to end up on your computer or end up on the cloud and just die there? I have 20,000 images and videos on my phone. What am I doing with 20,000? Like there's nothing. I don't even know what's on there. I just saw that on my iPhone yesterday. And I was mind blown at how little photos that we all have in and around our home when we have so many on our phones and they're not even in your home. So now I'm able to offer that here. Pick your favorite photos. I'm going to retouch them for you. It's going to be a wonderful experience. You get to pick your frame. You get to have these up in your home within 6 weeks, and they're not going to die on the cloud. Or if you're a Samsung user, maybe there's a cloud there too, but it's not going to die on there. It's going to actually be in and around your home where you and your family get to see it every day and experience the joy that it brings to you and your family. It really is super special.
Going back to business advice, what sort of financial software program have you found works really well to organize your business? And why is this so important to have?
Oh, yes. This is a great question. I just was talking to a friend today. She's an accountant. And as a creative, I have learned that I need to stay in my lane. I am a creative. I do not have an accounting brain. So I need a software that is going to do the basics for me, and then I bring it to my accountant. So I use a program called Sprout Studio. It's fantastic for photographers because it has email marketing, it has your galleries, and it has your CRM all in one hub. So you're not having to go all over the place, different subscriptions, different websites. Everything is coming from one place. It does all my invoicing and all that. Again, as a creative, my brain does not function in numbers and spreadsheets and debits and credits, because I had to take that in business school and I could not understand accounting. So this is so, so important as a business owner, especially when you're growing, when you're scaling your business. If you do not have an organized system where things are sending invoices, where you have contracts, protect yourself. You need a contract. If you don't have these things in the back end, it's essentially working for me. I have everything automated besides my personal emails that I send out to clients. Everything is automated. So it takes all of that off my plate. And again, as a creative, I don't even want to do that stuff. So having it all in one place, do it for me. I have set up all these automations. I have time back. I can pour that back into my clients. I can pour that back into my business, into my family. My family is my number one priority. And if this is going to take away too much from my family, if I had to send out every invoice, I could not do it. So Sprout Studio is a fantastic resource for photographers. You need it. You need some sort of CRM program in your business.
Can you tell us about your studio and how it enhances your photography and how your customers feel when they're there?
Oh, I love my studio. You've been to my studio. It is so beautiful. It has beautiful big windows in the Exchange of Winnipeg. And I think it enhances my experience, because if people don't have a home that they want to photograph in, or they don't feel it's decorated enough, which is what I hear so often, it's not finished, it's not done, they don't want to go in their home. So they can come to this beautiful space. It's a clean, plain, simple backdrop. There's very plain and neutral furniture in there, but it allows you to come to a space that you've probably never been to unless you're a repeat client of mine. And we get to capture beautiful memories in a new, fun, but beautiful spot. And I think that having the studio allows clients to have different types of photos on their walls. It's not outside in the forest. It's not in their home. It's a really cool, unique space that we can create just beautiful images in. It's a very nice, plain canvas to work with. So anything goes.
Do you use that plain canvas for various seasons and holidays to enhance some of the photos?
Yes. Absolutely. I do Christmas minis there. I do Mother's Day minis there. I do all sorts of things. In fact, I just have these candlelight minis coming up, and I wouldn't have been able to do that if it was outside. The wind would blow out the candles. And also, we are in Winnipeg where it's minus 40. So it allows us to go to a nice indoor space that you're not freezing. So it really is an awesome, awesome place to go and photograph, because I can create so many different backdrops. I can create different seasonal backdrops, such as, like I mentioned before, Christmas. I do fall minis outside, but also sometimes people want the indoor minis. They want a unique backdrop, and it's always an option for my clients, especially as a backup. For example, if we're outside and their session was planned for outdoors and it's raining, well, let's just go to the studio. It's really that simple.
What is the process for clients as they prepare to work with you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there is a process, especially being a full service photographer. Most clients, they'll send me an inquiry through my form on my website. And then from there, they will go into an inquiry call. And on that inquiry call, we just make sure that they're a good fit and they really understand and enjoy the process of working with a full service photographer. So once they either say yes or no, I actually rarely ever have no's once they understand the process. They say, yep, let's go ahead. So then we hop on a design consult. And that is one of my favorite calls because we get to plan the vision, the outfits, the location, the shot list. If they have very specific shots that they want, that's really important to ask a client because there may be something that you did not know that is very, very important to them. So having a very solid process where I actually weed out a lot of clients even before they inquire. So I guess going back a little bit, the reason why I don't have too many people say no when they get on that first call with me is because my social media, my website clearly states who this is for. If you do not resonate with who this is for, then it's probably not for you. So I don't have many inquiries that don't end up booking because it is so clear if this is going to work for you or not. And I think as a photographer, you need to state that on your website. This is our starting prices, or this is what we charge, and this is what you're going to get. What's the offer? Because if people come in with a different vision of what they're going to get than what is on your website or your social media, that can be confusing. And that is something I work and strive to do every single day. And it's a big focus of mine in 2026 to make it extra, extra crystal clear who it is for. Because I want people who are so excited about the process and who I can serve so well coming into my world. Because when them and I gel, we can create the best type of photos. So there is a bit of a process. There's a couple calls. And then once we get to their photo shoot, we do have so much fun there. And then afterwards, that's when they get to choose their photos.
And have you been following very many families from maternity to newborns? How rewarding is that?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Especially being in the wedding world. So this year is 10 years. It'll be a decade that I've been in this business. And what a blessing. Because you're absolutely right. I have followed people because I was in the wedding world. I have followed people from engaged to married to having their first baby, having their second baby, having their third baby. That's multiple pregnancies, multiple newborn sessions, and now their family's growing up. It's so rewarding and it's so cool to see. I have so many clients who've sent me, oh my gosh, Kalina, you've photographed us 10 times. Like, here are all the photos. Like, how cool is that? And I just built such incredible relationships with so many clients that have followed me along through the years from when I really didn't know what I was doing to now. Now that I know what I'm doing, it's really cool to see them follow me because I've seen them grow up. They've seen me grow up. It's a friendship, honestly.
Your photography is brilliant. And do you do a lot of editing?
So this is a great question. I think that your eye automatically gets drawn to something you think is beautiful. And I always thought of timeless photos as so beautiful. I didn't like heavy editing. That's a trend. We're not going to like that in 5 years from now. And I have friends who booked with photographers that 5 years later, they absolutely despise their photos. And they said, I wish I would have went with someone with timeless editing. And what that means is essentially just very natural editing. It's true to skin tone. The colors are true. We're not making anything crazy. It's true to the colors that they are. And that has served me so well because my editing has been consistent pretty much since the get-go for 10 years now. It's pretty much been the exact same. And so one, I think that builds a lot of credibility that when clients come to me, they know what they're going to get. It's not going to change a year from now. We're not chasing trends. We're staying timeless. Because when you do these heirloom portraits, when you do these heirloom albums, I keep that in mind of, well, if these are going to last 100 years, some paper lasts 200 years, is it going to still be beautiful then? Or is it going to be really trendy and they're not going to think it's beautiful? True to color is always going to be beautiful. So that was my reason for going with a true to color edit. It's also what I find beautiful. So I think as a photographer, you're again drawn to what you think is beautiful. As for the moment capturing and moment making, I've developed my skill set over the years of making it fun. I used to think, okay, I have to go in with a specific shot list in mind and I cannot stray from this. Whereas now I still want to know your shot list. I still want to know what's important to you. However, What I also want to do is I want to capture the in-between moments. And that is the hardest part of photography, is knowing when to keep shooting. Because we can capture those beautiful moments, but it's when people are moving out of a moment, or I get them to play a game, or I get them to say something silly, or I say something silly to kids, or I play music. Music is wonderful for photos and wonderful for kids, depending on their energy. If they're already really hyper, music could just add chaos. But if they're not, my son would go wild if there's music. But it also allows you to have really fun photos because kids are in their element. So over the years, I think you just learn, or at least I've learned, different little skills along the way. Games has been a huge one. Just being silly, you know, you are the expert, you're in charge. If you feel awkward making a weird sound, the client's gonna feel awkward. So you just need to embody the weirdness, because you're ultimately there to get the best photos for the client. It's not embarrassing. Your client is not gonna think it's embarrassing. They're actually gonna say, thank you for making those noises, because now my baby looked at me. Which you experience, I had to make crazy noises. Because kids will look, and if you make a silly noise, they're gonna pay attention. So over the years, I've just learned that, even with my own kids, getting them to do photos. If I talk in the most squeakiest, high-pitched voice, they're like, what is she doing? And they look at me. And I'm able to capture that one portrait. Even though it's not perfect, they're looking at me, they're focusing on me for a second. So it's also working with your client's personality. Are they outgoing? Are they shy? Because you can't do the same things with a client who's shy and who's outgoing. It's a very different way of going through your photo shoot. It's how to know and how to read people. A lot of photography is reading people and their personalities, their energy. Again, if they're really outgoing, you're going to go about that photo shoot very differently than if you have very too quiet and soft-spoken people. So you read the room. You got to learn how to read people's energy. And actually, I think that is a huge, huge part of photography.
Is there something that you would like to do to expand your business? What's next?
I think what's next is adding team members and scaling the business to serve more people. I would love to do more coaching and maybe even more speaking to other photographers or other young entrepreneurs. That has been on my heart as well, because I was right there. I was 18. Thought it wasn't a possibility, especially in the creative space. I did not think that it was a real job. And so that's been on my heart, to dive more into that, possibly maybe giving back to the community, talking to high school students. I've actually done a lot of things with Red River. I just did grading for some of the business projects a month or two ago. So I'm still tied into the communities where I also once started.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for sharing your story and valuable insight with our audience. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and we thank you for listening to Art World Innovators here on UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba. Join us again next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. for more on today's innovators in the art world.
Our founding fathers guaranteed us certain protections. The freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the freedom to own and play stringed instruments of all kinds. Those founding fathers didn't place restrictions on these freedoms. They didn't say the right to play guitar shall not be violated except when used to play Green Day's Time of Your Life over and over again in the common area of your dorm. No! Where will these restrictions end? A background check when you want to take up a banjo? A 5-day waiting period to buy a Telecaster? An all-out ban on the Flying V, or, dare I say, whammy bar? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is up to you to defend our right to keep and bear guitars.
You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, defending your rights as well as the rights of others since 1998.